keep in mind that the person to write for is yourself. Tell the story that you most desperately want to read. By Susan Isaacs.
Writer Barb Schwegman, an elementary public school teacher, has made Bloomington her home for some 28 years. She has been writing creatively and sharing her writings publicly since 1987. The writings to be shared today were inspired by a trip to El Salvador and Guatemala in 1995. Barb, along with other local residents, went to plant trees with schoolchildren in Salvadoran schoolyards as a travel and transformation program. This is The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. Barb, we want to hear what you write for yourself.
Plain Jacks. We sit on the porch of her church. I watch while she and her friends play jacks. The ball bouncing up, her small hands moving quickly over the cement to gather the scattered metal stars. I can't wait. I want to play. Without a word of Spanish, I take the ball, look at her, ask with my eyes if I can play. She is ready. I am better than what I remembered. Winning the first game. But that is the last one. Her eyes sparkle with competition while she leaves the Norte Americana in the dust. Eggs in the basket, crack an egg, snowball, onesies, twosies, up to 10 and back. She knows them all and shows me her style. I would not have been any good at all had it not been for the hours of practice, playing on my neighbor's hardwood floors in the Indiana afternoon humidity, years ago. Games that prepared me for this moment, miles from home, under a May afternoon sun, with this brown-eyed expert jacks player in the Salvadoran countryside. May 20th, 1995. When I am a child, I kneel beside my mother at the votive candles in our church. My sister kneels on her other side. My mother's face speaks reverence, her lips moving in silent prayer, her eyes fixed on the statue before her. The light of the candles plays on her face. This morning in Santiago, Guatemala, I watch a woman, a Mayan Indian, kneel with her children, her daughters to each side, her baby boy in her arms. Light from the candles flicker, mixing with the incense in the dark alcove, playing with the red colors of her traditional dress. I can hear the murmuring of her prayers from where I sit. Her younger girl turns around to see me, hides her face in her mother's woven dress. It is me I see, a child, shy, hiding herself in her mother while her older sister prays respectfully on the other side. At the pew I sit, thinking of my mother, her love for her faith, her children, her friends, the strength of her life. She is there in that woman, in all women. Later, as I sit in the back of the church, trying not to cry as hard as I want, the mother walks up the aisle, her prayers completed. She makes the sign of the cross, gathers her children to her, and leaves.
Poems today are by Barb Schwegman. This is The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.